Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
So parents everywhere are getting the same text right now, Dr. Copen. Hey, can you get me Lala tickets? Because they just announced Lollapalooza's back, Dr. Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. How are you today?
I'm just thrilled that Lollapalooza is going to happen. Anna, I know I'll see you there.
I don't think so.
We'll just enjoy another Lollapalooza. But no mosh pit, remember. No mosh pit.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard that there's a no mosh pit, a ban on the mosh pit. I was sort of surprised that the health officials didn't indicate that that would probably not be a wise choice. But they say you have to be vaccinated or test negative 24 hours before. Right, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, well, that's what the announcement was. So it's going to be interesting to see how they actually enforce that, right? I mean, we haven't seen yet, to my knowledge, in Illinois, an event that required immunization or proof of a negative COVID test. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah, it will be. And I think it just goes in line with some of the things we've talked about, asking for incentives to see, you know, for people to attend different events and get special privileges. They're not mandating any vaccine across the state or city, but they are creating these sort of events and things where if you're vaccinated or I guess can prove that you're COVID negative, you get to go to these special things.
Yeah, you know, and the timing is really great. You know, one of the things that we're seeing right now with vaccination is, and we've spoken about this, Anna, is that many of the younger people have yet to take advantage of the vaccine. And we've spoken about why that is. Hopefully, the incentive to go to something like Lollapalooza, where the demographic obviously skews a little bit younger, will get some of these folks to go get vaccinated so they can safely attend Lollapalooza and enjoy the festival. That would be great. So if we can have a series of these kinds of things that actually motivate younger people to get themselves vaccinated, we'd be in a way better place than we are right now.
Dr. Copen, can I ask you to weigh in on something that gets political, and I don't want you to get political. You never do. You're always really straight with us in terms of the medical and the science. But there's a controversy, and we're going to have a guest on the show coming up, about Cubs and Sox and the way they have vaccinated sections for vaccinated people. And some lawmakers are saying that they don't think you should do that. I think part of the reason is the stigma. So stay away from that. It's not really your area of expertise. But is it safe to just sort of open up sections without social distancing outdoors, even generally speaking? Is that okay from a health perspective?
Well, based on what CDC said last week and what now Governor Pritzker said, and apparently today, I just turned on the news that apparently the city is going to align its mask mandates with what the governor said, which essentially said if you're vaccinated, no mask indoors or outdoors other than public transportation, those kinds of things. That's a big deal. So let's think about it, Anna. Why would somebody who's vaccinated need to be worried where he or she's sitting at during a White Sox game or a Cubs game? It's safe for somebody who's vaccinated. The people who need to be concerned are those people who have chosen not to be vaccinated. Those are the people who are at risk of getting infected with COVID. The people who've been fully vaccinated, frankly, they can sit anywhere they want in the ballpark and they don't have to worry at all.
I see what you're saying. And then, so you remind us the risks of outdoor transmission, because I think that's another thing that a lot of folks are discussing again as the masks are allowed to come out off if you're vaccinated outdoors. Can you just sort of circle back on that, the outdoor transmission? What do we know?
Outdoor transmission is extraordinarily rare, close to zero. That's even without vaccines. Now, with vaccines, it's got to be almost zero. You know, I never want to say anything is impossible, right? That would be a mistake. But the risk for a vaccinated person to get infected outside is essentially none. somebody who's not vaccinated, the risk of being infected while outside is extremely, extremely low, unless you find yourself crunched together with lots of people. Our Lollapalooza mosh pit again, right? That's the example. So outdoors is really very safe for everybody. I know there's still concern about it. We've been wearing masks for a long time. And I would tell people who have not been vaccinated, when you're around a lot of folks, even outside, it's a good idea to wear a mask. You know, Anna, it's interesting. I took my grandchildren on Sunday to the Lambs Farm. What a great thing to do with little kids. So fun. Getting to feed the alpaca, I really enjoyed that. That was fun. You know, it was interesting. There was really no need to wear a mask, particularly for those of us who were vaccinated. And people were so respectful to one another. There were a few people that were wearing masks outdoors. I actually noticed that people would put on masks when they got closer to the folks who were wearing masks. You know, I think that respect is really wonderful while we learn how to make this transition to not wearing masks, those of us who are vaccinated, right? It feels strange still. And I think that respect that we need to show one another is really key right now.
Did the grandkids wear masks? I'm curious.
Well, one of my grandkids is a little baby, so no. My 2.5-year-old did, but she kept taking it off. She's 2.5, but she was pretty good wearing her mask.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder about kids in summertime, because if you're finding that the transmission risk or the is so low outdoors, right now you're hearing that summer camps, I'm hearing that summer camps and all kinds of stuff, that they're requiring masks still because young kids, like my daughter, cannot get the vaccine yet. It's not even available. But that just drastically, dramatically changes the face of summer if every single thing you do, from sports to camps to everything that kids do and enjoy in summer, is involving a mask. I just wonder, do you think that some of that will be lifted?
Yeah, you know, I think when they're outside running around, the risk of transmission is just so low, you know, just so low. Obviously, though, those people that run summer camps are concerned about the kids who aren't vaccinated, because there still is the risk to get infected. Now, as we've talked about, when the little kids do get infected, thankfully they have a very mild case. And, you know, that's in the overwhelming number of children that get infected. So that's a good thing. So I'm hoping over the next month we see some liberalization for outdoor activities for kids. You know, if it's a rainy day and they have to be inside, they have an arts project, then it should be like what we've been doing with school. With the masks when they're inside. But I think outside we absolutely can talk about being more liberal with masks and let the kids run around without it.
I hear you. Hey, Dr. Copeland, I did want to ask you about something, because I'm told that they're thinking about doing some sort of a 9/11 style commission of the long haul sufferers, people who are dealing with long term symptoms like loss of taste and smell. We hear about that so much, but so often. But there are others too, and that maybe if you could voluntarily put yourself in this database to study them, as it seems like that piece of this is not there. Just is a lot more to learn.
Yeah, so the comparison to 9/11 is one of the things they did in New York for people who were exposed to the Twin Towers coming down, and you know the workers that cleaned up the site. We knew that there were lots of health impacts, unfortunately, from working at that site. So there was a registry of people who were exposed to the site of the Twin Towers, to follow them over time to learn what kind of health problems might arise. So there have been a number of recommendations around the country to do the same thing, to have a registry where people who believe that they are suffering from the long hauler symptoms of a COVID infection to be able to participate in this registry, so physicians and other researchers can identify what might be in common that these people have, to better understand the long haul syndrome that we're only starting to identify right now. So that's the idea. I know there's some politicians around the country who are involved with this. I really hope that the National Institutes of Health will continue to take the lead on this. They know how to do this type of thing, and I think they would handle it the best.
Interesting. It would be interesting to see that, because I just hear friends who do have long-term symptoms, including a friend of mine who works as a chef and does a lot of wine tastings and is involved in that kind of thing, lost her taste and smell, and it's really infecting her. And she sort of talks to people because it's affected her career, actually, and she wonders, boy, how long will this last? She doesn't know. Let me ask you this question, because I know you have limited time, Dr. Copen. I've got an 815 question from a listener. Anna, please ask Dr. Copen, if those of us are vaxxed, I have Johnson & Johnson, should we get an antibody test in a couple of months to see if we are still good?
No, not necessary. There's no need to check antibody. We know people who've been immunized have antibody and they are immune. And we know this from the phase 3 trials that we talked about before that validated the efficacy and safety of the immunizations, plus the real life experience now we've had around the world with hundreds of millions of people who have been vaccinated. So once you're vaccinated, you're immune, and there's no need to check antibody.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's see. Hospital patients tend to be younger now. That's another piece of news that came out. I think you've also been talking about that with us, that that's what's happening, is the older generation is largely vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it interesting? So the older folks that were making up about half of all the hospitalizations, there's still a lot of older folks that aren't yet vaccinated. Please get vaccinated. If you hear the sound of my voice, get vaccinated. But people who are vaccinated, and you know, we're about 3/4 of the seniors in this country, they're not being hospitalized. They're not getting sick. These vaccines work. So now what's happening, since there's a greater proportion of unvaccinated people who are younger, they're making up a greater percentage of hospitalized patients, and many of them are quite ill. So young people should not think that just because they're young, that should they be infected, that they're not going to get very ill. They could. Mm-hmm. Now, it's still not a huge percentage of younger people, but it's enough that they're filling hospital beds around the country. So another incentive, I would hope, to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and you always say the vaccines work. What is that? Some of the statistics you tell us that are pretty powerful about being vaccinated and ending up in the hospital.
Yeah, so it's almost none. How about that? Get vaccinated, you pretty much guarantee you're not going to be in the hospital. You get vaccinated, you pretty much guarantee you're not going to get very ill, wind up in our intensive care unit. You get vaccinated, you pretty much guaranteed if you get this, you're not going to die. And the vaccines are safe. This is a great deal for everybody. This is why we're going to keep talking about vaccinations until we get everybody vaccinated. It makes all the sense in the world to get vaccinated.
Always good to hear from you, Dr. Copen. You make it very easy to understand a lot of all the things going on. And every day, it seems like there's something new to try to understand and absorb. So thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Always good talking to you, Anna. Everybody take good care.
You too, Dr. Jeffrey Copen, there, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.